Asia Mayrock, an author at 18 years old, joins us from her new home in Los Angeles, The Survival Guide to Bullying. It's a step-by-step how-to, really, for navigating what can certainly be a very awkward time for just about all of us. Welcome to Issues and Ideas, Asia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The book is well laid out. It's really clear. I like the doodling you have on what looks like notebook paper. I think many of those images bring back junior high and high school memories for a lot of people.
Yes, that was the goal. I wanted the whole book to look like a kid's notebook, so it was so easily accessible and friendly to kids.
And you start each chapter with something you call a rome, which is the combination of the words rap and poem.
Correct, yes. I created these when I was 16, and I was so influenced and inspired by Eminem's music, and it really helped me through many of my experiences. So I wanted to create something similar for these kids. And I'm actually going to be filming all of these roams and have them very accessible online and linked in my book.
Will you set them to music?
No, we will have them with many different kids of all ages, shapes, sizes, everything, rapping them. And it'll be more like a spoken word kind of short video.
That's terrific. Do you have one of those roams in front of you that you could read for us?
I could, yes. Okay, this one is called I Knew Fear. I knew fear when I lost all hope in the world and in trying to cope with the brutality that became a normality, with the backstabbers and the games. I tried to figure out who to blame. Was it my fault? Was it fate or my weight? Or even the fact that I wanted to create a life for myself where I could be the person that I was too ashamed to be at school. So I feared the world, because who would I ever be if I wasn't cool? I knew fear when I believed what these kids were saying to me, when they told me I wouldn't achieve or succeed or be anything I wanted to be, because I was a nothing and I was disgusting. So I feared myself, because maybe Beauty and the Beast wasn't just a book on a shelf. I knew fear when the kids I thought were my friends betrayed me to such an extent that I questioned humanity, but mostly myself. Why was I the only one sitting at a table by herself? I spent so much time alone that I felt like I may be living in the Arctic zone. And any time someone spoke to me, I jumped, because I had been so used to being an absentee or guaranteed bullying. But suddenly I realized that it was my fate to be catapulted with words, tortured and harassed without being deferred to an easier life. Even though it took many years to find the light at the end of the tunnel, I had to suffer to realize that I am tougher than who I thought I was. I am better than who they told me to be, and I am braver than I could ever see.
You capture so many emotions with your rooms, and they tend to start out dark and end with a positive, like an encouraging look to the future. Was that the intent?
Absolutely. You know, in my book, The Survival Guide to Bullying, I wanted to design the entire book that way. So, you know, I was bullied throughout the course of 10 years, and my book is 10 chapters, and I wanted it to be a guide for kids to get to that light at the end of the tunnel and find the incredible life that they will have in the future. So I did that with the roams, and I did that with the book as well.
You talk about being normal, that bullies pick on normal kids. Can you describe what you mean by normal?
Absolutely. So actually, in the dedication of my book, which I can read for you very quickly if you'd like, it is just a few lines, and it talks about, here, I'll just read it right now. For the girl and the boy, for the gay and the straight, for the fat and the skinny, for the short and the tall, for the strong and the struggling, you are never alone. So that's my dedication, and it's basically talking about the facelessness of bullying. Bullying can happen to anyone for anything. And the chapter Why Me, which talks about, you know, that endless question, why am I being targeted, really answers that question. You are a normal kid. You are bullied because you are a normal kid. You know, you have imperfections, as we all do. And according to PACER, which actually started National Bullying Prevention Month, 13 million kids in the U.S. every school year are bullied. So I just try to get that message across, that there's nothing wrong with you. You know, you are one of those 13 million kids, and you are perfect in your own way.
When I was in junior high and high school, that if somebody says something mean to me or about me, it's really because they feel insecure about themselves, and they're using that tactic to lift themselves up, to make themselves feel better, when in reality it's they who have the problem or the issue. Did you find that to be the experience for you, true for you?
Yes. You know, I never really knew why the people that were bullying me were bullying me. You know, I went to school in New York, and that's where the bullying occurred. But I talk about that in my book, how, you know, there's a Roam actually that begins the chapter Culture. And it's very interesting, Roam, because you see both sides of the story. You see the girl that's bullying and the girl that's getting bullied, and why the girl that is the bully is bullying. It's because, as you mentioned, she is being bullied at home. So I absolutely think that that is something that occurs. I think it can be that. It can be jealousy. It can be, you know, the bully is self-conscious. There are so many different aspects of why a bully can bully.
And you moved, after you graduated from junior high school, you moved to Santa Barbara. And part of you thought, oh, this can be like a new beginning. This is, you felt free, I think you wrote. But then you thought, well, wait a minute, what has this all been about? You know, what was it like for you when you arrived in Santa Barbara, which many people consider to be heaven on earth? You know, perfect weather, perfect people, perfect, you know, everything. That must be a little daunting for someone in your position.
You know, Santa Barbara was a life-changing place for me because when I moved there, you know, I didn't know what I loved in life, and I discovered writing. I won a competition in a film festival there, and through that, I discovered my voice, and that's actually why this book has come to fruition. Unfortunately, you know, some of the bullying did continue from the school I was at in New York because of, you know, cyberbullying, which is another huge issue that, you know, I talk about. You know, but that was something that really contributed to my book, and it was something I think that I had to go through in order to help all of the kids that I'm hoping to help at this point in my life.
Cyberbullying is almost too easy, is it not? Because people can bully, but not face to face, so they don't have to have those emotions that come with saying something very hurtful right to someone's face. They can just post it online, and that's one of the reasons I think it's so rampant.
Absolutely. Cyberbullying is a huge problem, and it's a chapter that I really work to sculpt in my book to make it most effective. And I talk about, you know, if one cyberbullying attack happens to you, you need to take action. And, you know, the first thing you do is you take pictures of everything that has happened, and you go to a teacher or a parent or someone of authority. And then you go what I call dark or semi-dark, which is a cool kind of term because it's never been talked about before. And it's basically, you know, kind of taking a vacation from your social media, whether it's all of your social media or just the parts that you're getting bullied on. You know, you can always go back to your social media, but it's important to not subject yourself to any of the attacks because it's such a huge problem. I mean, I started my tour speaking at schools last week, and I was speaking to 4th through 6th graders. And in the audience, there were 4th graders who had Instagram and were being cyberbullied in 4th grade on Instagram. So it's a big problem, and I hope that, you know, my chapter, Cyberbullying, will help kids manage it.
You also say there are benefits of being bullied. And, you know, back in the day, people might say it gives them a thick skin, you know, or something like that. But what do you believe to be the benefits of being bullied?
So this is kind of a funny chapter because people always say, benefits of being bullied? Are you serious? But I look at my experience of being bullied as, you know, kind of a gift in a way. After all of the horrible incidences, I was able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, as I mentioned in my book. Bullying has made me into a much stronger person, a more determined person, and even a more compassionate person. One thing that I always notice is that I appreciate and I respect kindness more than I ever did in my life, because when I find someone who is really good to me, it's in a way a miracle to find your people and to find really true friends. So it has given me so many things. It gave me my voice. It showed me that I could write, and I could write to convey stories that needed to be told. So I urge anyone who is being bullied to, you know, read my book and to look at what their benefits could be, because there are benefits for everyone who is being bullied. It's just a matter of putting it all in perspective.
Do you think the fact that you are still a teenager adds credibility to this work, your book that you put together? Because kids really want to hear it from kids.
Yes, exactly. So I read all of the bullying books on the market, and they're incredible. And a lot of them are by, you know, teachers or psychologists or, you know, real professionals. And I respect that, and I think that is unbelievable. The thing about my book is it's the only book written by a kid for a kid on bullying. I started writing it, you know, kind of in the midst of my journey when I was 16, and I finished writing it at 18. It's never been done before, and I think that kids, as you mentioned, will be able to understand to it and relate to it a lot. In addition, I interviewed many psychologists and teachers and parents to make sure that all of my advice was sound. So it was not only from a kid, but it had, you know, it was backed up by different professionals.
The Santa Barbara International Film Festival was really a gateway moment for you. Can you describe a little bit about how that played out and really changed your course?
When I was 14, I saw a poster for the Santa Barbara International Film Festival, and I had never written a screenplay before. I didn't even know if I really liked writing, but something told me that I had to go home and I had to write the screenplay, and the deadline was that night. So I went home and I wrote a screenplay, and it was kind of a spooky horror paranormal screenplay, and I got in. And then I had to write another screenplay that would be the finalist and ultimately winning screenplay. And that screenplay was about bullying. And I was lucky enough to win at 14. And that moment changed my life forever, because I discovered that I was not only a writer, but that I loved to tell stories that could help people. And after I finished that film festival, I decided that I had to help these kids that were being bullied at an even larger scale. So I started to write this book based on all of my experiences of surviving bullying. And I'm so happy to be able to share it with the world at this point in my life.
Yet again, the benefits of being bullied, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Asia Mayrock, author at age 18, joining us from her home in Los Angeles. Her book, The Survival Guide to Bullying, a book written by a kid for kids. It's a step-by-step how-to for navigating that awkward time in your life, junior high and high school and such. Asia, thank you so much for joining us here on Issues and Ideas.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.